Welcome to Libertarian Counterpoint. I am your host, James Just. With me today is Mr. John Cameron, author extraordinaire. All right, John. The New York Times is worried that free speech somehow endangers democracy. I don't think they understand democracy very well over there at the New York Times. Sean, what do you think?
Well, they understand what is it, 60% of reporters on up, I don't know what's below a reporter, the devil, at the New York Times went to an Ivy League school like Harvard, Yale, whatever. Elites, born from a family of elites with a very particular worldview. And so what they see as democracy is what they want to happen to the world. And so if it isn't what they want to happen to the world, then somehow that can't be democratically true. Because they're so smart and they did so well on their SATs, then if people believe something different than they believe, then it's their job to make sure that they can't get information which will help them in their misconceptions. I mean, that's the New York Times. So I don't understand how they get where they get, but somehow they see democracy as being personified in the government and the will of the people as not being democracy. And so the government can say and do what it wants, but people can only absorb what the government says they can absorb.
Yeah, I always find this kind of interesting when people talk about the will of the people. And actually here in California, they've just passed that, Prop 1 or whatever. It passed by less than a percentage point, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to say that's the will of the people. How is that the will of the people?
That's the will of 50%
of the people who voted, which only 30% of the, there was only a 30% turnout. So it's 15% of the people wanted this thing, and so now we're going to say it's the will of the people.
Yeah.
And that, just on the face of it, that's democracy, right? That's our democracy.
Yeah.
And but they're worried that us talking about it in the wrong way is going to endanger that.
Yeah. Well, I think the whole idea of democracy was that and again we go back to that Constitution that so many people they called progressives. I'm going to sit here and bring in the dictionary definition of liberal and the dictionary definition of progressive and prove that those people are misnaming themselves and what they actually are is communists and fascists. How they don't understand the public makes better decisions when they're exposed to as many different pieces of information and viewpoints as they can possibly get to make an informed decision. So it goes back to what I said, they don't want them to be informed. They want them to do what they want because they're so smart, everybody should do what they want.
Yeah, and it's
that's why they should be in charge.
And it's kind of crazy that, however, it doesn't matter how many times they screw up. The New York Times and all these news organizations, they're failing because they don't service their customers.
Well, they service them all right, but they don't serve them.
They don't serve them properly. Our politicians are the most despised group of people on the planet, but yet they still somehow think that they're the vanguard or the better angels of our nature or whatever analogy you want to use.
Yeah.
And it's just insane, John, that we've gotten to the point where we have so many people are no longer have this fundamental belief in the individual right. We now have so many people who believe in group rights, but they don't believe in individual rights. But as you're not protected in a group, group rights give you, as an individual human being, no protections at all.
And as long as you're part of the current group in favor, in power, you're fine. But the minute that whim changes, because there's no moral compass, it can change in a heartbeat. And suddenly, we have people being put in furnaces because they're part of a group that's out of favor. We have people being not allowed to vote because they are out of favor. We have people not allowed to own property or marry or all the other crimes of humanity that have happened in the Western world in the last 100 years are because groups have power and individuals don't.
And the trick is, John, is that you never know when or what that next unthing is going to be, what it is.
Well,
right? One day you're an ally, and the next day you're the enemy.
Yeah. Well, and it's 1984. 1984 was so prescient. It was so crazy prescient about the new speak and the old speak, and you know, the DEI stuff, and you know, because look at a few years ago, the Jewish people in this country, hardcore Democrats. Why? Because Democrats were protectors of civil liberties. Democrats were. And the Republicans were kind of thugs. They were protectors of economic freedoms, but not civil liberties. Now you got Republicans, of all people, protecting civil liberties and Democrats squashing them. You have the Democratic Party in mass supporting what happened in Gaza, you know, 1,000 Israeli dead and the rapes and the children killed and the hostages and calling what the Jews are doing as a result of that genocide. And that flipped behind the scenes in the last few years. How did that happen?
Well, it's because, remember, it's the oppression scale. It's who's more oppressed is the person who is protected, right? Mm. That's all that matters, is who's higher on the oppression scale. So if you are a group that you can make a claim that you're more oppressed, and remember, all you have to do is feed these people's emotions. It doesn't have to be logic. Mm. It's just emotions. Mm. And if you can get them that emotional oppression signal up, yeah, they're going to go for you.
Well, how can the progressives call this progressive when this is basically rehashing Marxist-Leninism?
Because
it's right out of their playbook.
The label isn't relevant. Remember, the label is just for marketing. The label is pure marketing. Right? If just think of it this way, these people have, there is nobody to the left of them. Right? Look at the political spectrum. They think they're the center, but there is nobody to the left of them. Yeah. So the reality is they are far left. Yeah. And so if you are the political center, they view you as right wing. If you are someone who's right of center, they view you as the far right. Now, if you are actually someone on the far right, you're so far away from the left now that they can't even see you. You're not even human anymore because you are so far away from them. But it's because they're where they're standing.
And that's when you put people in furnaces.
Yeah. And how does it happen? John, we're going to move on. Mainstream media misinformation bloodbath. There was a... it's almost funny, John, what this happened, right? Trump was sitting there at, and you know how I discussing Trump, but Trump was sitting at a rally in Detroit, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how if he's not reelected, the Joe Biden's economic policies are going to create a bloodbath in the automotive industry, right?
There'll be a bloodbath in the economy. And he didn't specifically spell that out because Trump doesn't talk right. He leaves stuff out. And he repeats the same thing three times and then leaves out the connecting clauses and all the rest of that. But he was talking about economics.
And it was clear.
The only way you could misinterpret or misread or mishear what he said is if you wanted to. And the media, which is controlled by the left and actually by the progressive left, not just the left-leaning, chose to take disconnected sound bites and say that basically he said if you don't elect him there's going to be a bloodbath, like more riots and people are going to get killed in the streets and all the rest of that, and they ran with it and ran with it and ran with it, and they're going to keep running with it because they're idiots.
It's like, do they not know the internet exists and people can go back out and watch the clip and take the 3 minutes to watch the whole context and say, oh, well, that's not what he was saying. They haven't learned that they're destroying their own credibility. That's the part that boggles my mind, that they haven't learned that they're destroying their own credibility. Yeah. They haven't learned that they're the reason Trump is so popular. I don't understand.
And every time they commit lawfare against Trump, he gets more popular. Because that now, since everybody's had a run-in with the government and been steamrolled by them, especially people of color, especially people, minority groups, especially poor people, you know, who've had their car taken because they didn't register it and $1,000 fine attached, or who've had their cousin thrown in jail for repairing, we'll stay with cars for a while, repairing somebody's car in their backyard, or their auntie facing a $5,000 fine because she braided somebody's hair. They feel, now you see this billionaire who's upset the people in power. They're practicing lawfare on them, just like the lawfare that's been practiced on Latinos and blacks and Native Americans and poor people in this country. So they're associating with them. Trump is an idiot. And he's crazy, he's a liar, and he's an idiot. And he's going to, and his economic policies are stupid. And he's going to get elected president. And every single time they do this to him, these organizations lose their credibility, as you said. And it's basically like votes in his pocket every single time.
Yeah, they're turning him into a martyr, and it's dumb.
Yeah,
they've really done. They're their own worst enemies, and one of these decades they'll figure it out. But
no,
I don't have much hope.
No, they won't.
I don't have much hope. Yeah. But here's some other hope. The Congress is talking about a TikTok ban, and Richard has some things to say about that. But you know, before we go to Richard, I have mixed feelings about this thing, right? Because I really do am disturbed by, you know, such a social media. And we know that essentially every Chinese company has to run at the benefit of the CCP.
So now all of our companies have to run
at the benefit of the United States government.
United States government.
And here's the thing that
only the Democratic part of the United States.
Yeah, and here's the thing with me is, you know, the Chinese government can't do anything to me. Chinese government can't put me in a jail cell, can't take my property, can't take my money. Mm. They can't run me through a legal ringer, but my U.S. government can. Mm. And that's the part that scares me. Anyway, let's see what Richard has to say about this TikTok ban coming up. Mm. Mr. Fields.
Hi, this is Richard Fields with Reports from the Fields. As you may have heard, the U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a bill that would give ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, about 6 months to divest itself of TikTok, or the platform would be banned. President Biden says he will sign it if it reaches his desk. The bill is now in the Senate. Naturally, I was curious about what the legislation actually says. So I searched for text of the legislation banning TikTok on Brave, DuckDuckGo, and as a last resort, Google. There are dozens of stories saying the bill passed, but going two or three pages into the search results does not reveal the actual language. I had to go to X, formerly Twitter, to get this snippet of the bill. The broad language of this bill can allow a president to designate any application or website, quote, controlled by a foreign entity, end quote, and ban its access to American consumers. That's pretty broad language that is effectively being hidden from the American public. Like if the president decides that Twitter is controlled by that South African Elon Musk, he could ban it? Yeah, I know that's a stretch, but BS evidence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, for instance, led to the U.S. spending $8 trillion, or nearly $25,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States, not to mention 900,000 deaths. Predicting that, when the never-ending authorization of military force bill was being debated, would have been a bigger stretch. Make no mistake, this bill is a censorship bill, pure and simple. Even the major argument made for the ban is pro-censorship, censoring China. For what it's worth, the text of the First Amendment is still relatively easy to find. It says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. You noted that part about Congress making no law, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, right? if banning TikTok is not a clear example of abridging freedom of the press, words have lost all meaning. What are we hearing from the legacy media and all social media platforms save X and TikTok itself? Crickets. They've all long since made their own deal with the devil. Parrot the government line on in exchange for light regulation and being first in line to get hot news tips. Even the supporters of this legislation are reduced to arguing hypotheticals. China is maybe spying on TikTok users, or China is propagandizing our youth. They may be spying. There is no hard evidence, but it could be happening. Sort of like what Facebook does to us all the time and then forwards the information to the U.S. intelligence agencies. And spreading ideas that disagree with the government narrative is kind of why freedom of the press exists in the first place. Back in the days before the internet, the government had de facto control over the big three networks and the New York Times. It was able to control the narrative pretty much completely. The freedom of expression that blossomed on the early internet took that away. The political class is desperately trying to get it back. If you actually think it will make a difference in the Senate vote, call your senator, former SEIU labor leader and Emily's List president, LaFonza Butler, or former LA City Council member, Alex Padilla. Both, by the way, appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom. Good luck. This is Richard Fields with Report from the Fields. See you next week.
Yeah, we're going to need some luck there, John, aren't we? I think
I think more than luck. And you know, the point you made, a very good point, and it was eloquently made about not fearing the Chinese. We've got the NSA, we've got DARPA, we've got the CIA, we've got the FBI, we've got doing just massive surveillance of us. We've got lawfare going on where, I don't know if we got there yet, maybe we didn't, where if you're in the favored political class, you can commit a crime and get off scot-free, but if you're in the unfavored political class, the exact same crime will get you sent to prison. We've got all this going on, and we're worried about TikTok.
Yeah.
I think we'd probably be better served being worried about Tic Tac, you know, because you could choke on one, or you eat a lot of them, you'll get fat. I mean, but the idea that somehow somebody that's not our bad guys having information about us, what are the Chinese going to come over here in rowboats and handcuff us and slap us around? No, I mean.
No, well, we know what the Chinese are trying to do. One, they're trying to get some secretive information. Either it's from, you know, from a government official, mm-hmm. or it's from some high-tech agency and do some, you know, IP stealing. But this is kind of routine, right? Mm-hmm. This happens constantly. What is it? Corporate espionage is mm-hmm. routine. It's mm-hmm. been happening since the beginning of corporations. Mm-hmm. You know, espionage against other spying against other nation states is been happening since the beginning of mm-hmm. nation states. And so these are things that happen. If you don't think we're spying on China and their citizens, you mm-hmm. haven't been paying attention to the U.S. government. And so the fact is, what is happening right here is you have a bunch of politicians wanting to pretend to their proletariat that they actually care about their that they genuinely care about their privacy.
One, and if you can get people riled up about the Chinese, then maybe they won't be riled up about $34 trillion in debt, about the fact that, you know, we now have a national debt equaling our GDP, and worse than, our national debt is now worse ratio-wise than Greece had when their economy collapsed and needed a huge bailout from the EU. So, you know, you gotta flash the shiny object in people's eyes so you distract them from all the other stupid stuff.
Now here, you know, you're talking about, John, about being guilty, maybe, about, you know, the selective prosecution.
There it is, I didn't see it.
Yeah, well, it's down, we're gonna skip down to it. So, about selective prosecutions, right? We've seen it, for those of us who sit outside the political spectrums, right, the left-right political things. We see it all the time. It's easy for us to see how one crime goes unpunished while other crimes get treated as serious offenses. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at it, it's essentially the same crime. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, if you are in the favored political class, mm-hmm. you get a slap on the wrist or, we're not going to bother prosecuting this.
Or you get promoted.
Well, yes. Well, if they don't prosecute you, then
to
you
the
get
head
promoted.
Of the CIA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they want to run for president. You know, yeah, unsecured server in the bathroom. It really did happen. It was a complete violation of the law, but we're not going to bother because we don't think anybody would.
Repeatedly denied subpoenas, erased 3,000 emails that we're aware of, ran an unsecured server, and this woman was, what was her job title?
Secretary of State.
Secretary of State. So Secretary of State is the big dog in all the IAs, like the NSA and the CIA and all the rest of that. So all the secret skullduggery that's going on, she knows about. And she gets that information on the nitty-gritty of it, reports. And you don't think that that was in her bathroom? And it was. So basically, we shouldn't have people in foreign countries interfering with what goes on in foreign countries. We don't allow people to do that to us. Why are we okay doing it to them? A lot of those people died, and nobody's ever held accountable for that. And their contacts died. The people who sold them information died. The people they bribed died. And she's facing nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah, well, you know, the little bird in my ear told me, you know, there's a reason she hides that thing in her bathroom. Mm. So she can flush it when needed.
Huh.
So that's what we've got. So we've got another one, John, here. I didn't have it. Hopefully you got a chance to read this one. This is one of yours. A leading trans medical organization cites a technical glitch after their transition guidance disappeared from their website. Now, I built plenty of websites in my time, John. Mm. These things don't change by themselves. Mm. I mean, maybe if you do an update, you can cause... You know, an update can cause all kinds of havoc.
You mean links don't break themselves?
Well, if a link might break themselves if you took down what the link was linked to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but...
Well, and here's the thing. I wish I could remember. I don't remember acronyms other than the important ones like CIA and NSA.
Yeah, there's too many acronyms anyway.
So, but this was the organization that was supposedly the authority... on the whole trans movement, who managed to turn normal adolescent body dysmorphia into basically the necessity for people to change their bodies and have the medical class support it. And they had all of this information that they said that all the studies they'd done, and they had the hard science on it, and people looked to them. And then it turned out recently that some insiders became disgusted with the fact that they didn't know what they were doing, and that they were talking inside this organization about how children weren't actually capable of understanding what was going to happen to them, so they were incapable of informed consent. And the outcomes they talked about, suicide for example, became actually worse after transitioning than if they didn't transition. And this information came out. And so that's led to the backlash in some states in the United States. It's led to the UK making sure that adolescents, people under the age or under voting age, can't decide to do harm to themselves. And even in the rest of the EU, there are a number of countries, I think Sweden and some of the other Danish countries.
Sweden and was it Denmark?
Yeah, and Denmark. And
have already backed away on this.
Backed away
care.
On it. And so the information that had their guidance was on their website. And then it went away. In other words, somebody pulled it down because they were so getting so much flack. But then they got more flack by people who are now investigating them for pulling it down, and it suddenly reappeared.
And here's the really sad thing about this whole transition discussion these days is I actually know people who transitioning essentially saved their life.
Yeah.
And so for those groups of people who it actually helps, it helps a whole lot.
Yeah.
But they've extended it way past those people, mm-hmm. and you've gotten it to children who can't make these decisions rationally.
It's become a social contagion. You wouldn't allow a child to walk into the doctor's office and say, I'm don't like my body, my left arm doesn't look right, and I'm so ashamed I can't leave the house because of my left arm, and unless you amputate my left arm, I'm going to have a really terrible life. You'd say, you need some good counseling. You need maybe new parents who let you get to this state. But somehow, if it has to do with your reproductive organs, they're going to let you do that. I know that's a simplification, and I know there are people who, you know, genuinely, this is a genuine thing, and it's important. But let's wait till people go through all of the hormonal craziness that we've all gone through. And when we hit our teenage years and till early adulthood, and then, you know, make sure you get the help that's readily available to most people. And you can talk to some people, and you can talk to a pastor for free.
Yeah, you go through the least invasive invasive efforts first, right? Mm-hmm. And then if all those fail, and now you're 20 years old, I've gone through everything. I've tried everything. I'm still desperate. Okay, now it's time to look for something more aggressive.
And it turns out that based upon the information this organization had but withheld, is that even those least invasive things have long-term, what we think of as like hormone replacement therapy, mm-hmm. Have permanent, and if you ever change your mind, irreversible.
I consider hormone replacement therapy aggressive. Yeah. I consider that aggressive. I'm talking about basic, you know, psychological care. Let's get you comfortable with your body. Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, lots of people have issues with their body. Yeah. I don't like my body. Well, that's a psychological issue.
Hardly anybody likes their body.
I don't like mine right now, trust me.
I mean, I work, exercise, diet.
John,
sleep.
We've got less than a minute, and I want to cover this no-fly list of the Supreme Court before we get out of here. So, there's a case in front of the Supreme Court. A guy was put on the no-fly list. He didn't know why. The FBI never told him why, and then a few years later, they just took him off and said, we don't have to go to court anymore because we took you off, so it's no longer relevant. Yeah. And the Supreme Court said, now we're going to look at this anyway.
Yeah.
So it's essentially what's happened.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the cool thing. They didn't actually ever tell anybody why he was on a no-fly list because it would reveal...
How you get on the no-fly list.
It would reveal secrets that could put other people in danger.
Yep. Sean, we are out of time. We are out of here. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being here. Please remember, have a good week and love everybody. Good night.
Love everybody a bunch.